Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinions. So, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspapers, advertising agencies, media organizations, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. With which political party are you registered? Would it be like
Republican?
Republican, all right. So as you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm definitely likely to vote.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give you kind of like categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
Categories, please.
All right, thank you. So the categories are 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Over 75. All right, thank you. So generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're pretty close to the right direction.
All right. So from the following, which set of issues are the most important to you and your family right now? And the list goes, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, or economic issues like taxes and government spending.
Can I choose more than one?
Well, unfortunately for this one, you can only choose one option.
Okay, then go with the first one.
Affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you like a list of some public issues that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, so sorry, I had to sneeze, or very unfavorable, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that as well. So the first one is Andy Owens.
I don't know who that is.
All right, no worries. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Let's go with very.
All right, what about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Anthony Sabatini.
I don't know too much about him, so I can't give you an opinion.
All right, no worries.
I just have seen his name around.
All right, what about Mike Levine?
I have no idea who that is.
All right, no worries. What about Dana Jordan?
Again, no idea.
Nan Cobb?
I saw my first poster on the road today for her.
All right. So would you say, like, maybe somewhat favorable, or would you say, like, no opinion still?
No opinion.
All right. What about Mark Jordan?
No opinion.
Kerry Baker?
No opinion.
And what about Keith Varner?
Who?
Keith Varner?
No, no opinion.
All right. So now if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? And the candidates are Keith Varner, Mike Levine, Addy Owens, or Nan Cobb?
I don't know. I need to get more information.
All right, no worries. So, if you had to choose today, though, which candidate would you say you're, like, leaning towards voting? For, like, Keith Varner, Mike Levine, Addy Owens, or Nan Cobb?
I'm sorry, I can't give you an opinion. at this point in time.
All right, no worries. So compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten much worse.
All right. So generally speaking, which comes closest to your opinion? Number one, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or number two, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is a less gridlock and more things get done than for like the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
I think number two.
Number two, all right. So which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Would you say number one, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November? Number two, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and I am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or number three, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we all what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. After putting Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
The last one.
The second one? All right. Oh, sorry, the third one. The last one.
Third
all
one.
Right. So, as you may be aware, the race for the Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was going to pull a fast one and has nobody to hurt or blame but himself. Or number two, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this.
I think number two.
Number two, all right. So if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each of the statements make you much more likely to support them for, like, the election for Florida State House? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference? And the first one is a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
I wouldn't vote for him or whoever it was for the Democrats. I don't like their policies at all.
So would that be much less likely then?
Yes, it would be much less likely.
All right. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
In what?
Was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Yeah.
So would that make you much more likely to support them? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Or would it make no
much less likely to support them.
All right. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
I think much less likely.
All right. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Probably less likely.
All right. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
I would probably go with likely to vote for.
All right. A candidate who really for financial crimes. I'm sorry?
Could you start over again on this one?
For sure. a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
I most likely would not vote for that person.
All right, so much less likely then?
I'm sorry, what?
So much less likely then?
Yes.
All right. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Likely to vote for that one.
Very or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Much less likely.
A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Likely to vote for that person.
All right. So will that be somewhat more likely then, or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
A candidate who has served on the USIS City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
Somewhat less likely.
A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Somewhat less likely.
A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 96% done with the survey. So there's only very few questions left, and they're just for demographic reasons. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very conservative.
All right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor degree.
All right, thank you. So do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
I have a problem with that. I prefer pro-life, but I don't want to see abortion become a back alley thing so that people die.
All right. So would you say you're somewhat pro-life or strongly pro-life or somewhat pro-choice?
Somewhat pro-life.
Somewhat pro-life. All right, thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you so much. All right, goodbye.